All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Coming up on Friday at the bar in Coral Gables, come join me. I'm going to be out there with a Michelob Ultra watch party as we're going to be watching USA versus Paraguay as the biggest soccer tournament in the world is underway starting tomorrow. And the Stars and Stripes will be in action on Friday. And we can watch it all together at the bar in Coral Gables with a Michelob Ultra watch party. Our friends at Michelob Ultra going to be giving away a lot of swag. The station will be there giving away some swag. And our big prize, giving away a pair of tickets to an upcoming world soccer match over at Miami Stadium right there, the one with the canopy, all the big events. So come and join myself and Michelob Ultra. We'll have a great time. We'll enjoy some of the beautiful game together, and we will root on Team USA together. Look forward to seeing you guys Friday night at the bar in Coral Gables. Meanwhile, I'll give you a little weather update here, which is brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, helping homeowners stay safe this storm season. Visit TornadoRoofing.com for a free roof and window estimate. Currently in Miami, 86 degrees and cloudy. Wind gusts up to 16 miles per hour. The rain predicament seems like it's blown away for a little bit. So that's good. That's good. We don't have to worry about that. As far as the headlines are concerned, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. In Miami, we go to the beach for a little solcito, and when we want a low price, you save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Hyundai. The Marlins are going to be back in action tonight, 6:40 against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Fisher Rowland right now, playing some great baseball. I was trying to see right now, Leroy, on the Hard Rock app, if I could bet Joe Mack throwing out a base runner. I would like that to be a prop. But I don't think that they do that. I don't think you can bet caught stealings, but you should be able to. So if the Hard Rock wants to hear me out on that, I would like just a little taste on Joe Mack being able to throw out runners. I think that would be fun. You think they'll do that for me?
No.
They should.
Your other one might.
What's my other one?
The one you advertise for.
Kalshi? Yeah, Kalshi might. Let me see. If not, I bet I could ask him to. Hey, Kalshi, let's get it together. Joe Mack. Nah, nothing on him.
Let's see. I've never seen that as a wager.
Being able to throw out a runner? It should be, right?
You should.
Why can't I bet on that?
Because that's usually like Stephen Strom's, like his Steve Guarantees.
Steve Guarantees.
Yeah. The other day he had Mack throwing out two Rays runners.
Dude, he's so good at it. It's ridiculous. He's really already thrown out 10 runners this year.
You know, there should be another prop bet. Catchers being able to overturn a call, the ABS. There's certain catchers who are really good at overturning the balls and strikes.
Yep.
That was the one thing that, what's his name, did good? Gus.
Gus. He was good at it.
Gus was really good at that.
And Mack's gotten better at it after he had a tough start to the he had a tough start. I think he was nervous, but now he's gotten very good at it too. But he's been awesome. All right, I can't go. Should I go Joe Mack? Is it? I mean, he just had four hits. I'm getting another hit. I don't know if I'm getting greedy there.
You're always greedy.
I am always greedy when it comes to these props. Joe Mack getting two hits. Parlay that with Kyle Stowers RBI. Not bad.
Plus 1,200.
Maybe. I have to think about this one for a little bit, Jennifer. Not quite sure.
Just don't get greedy, man.
Yeah, it's really hard for me. I always can't avoid that third leg of the parlay that wants to just really throw it over the top, and then somehow Clayton McCullough always just snatches it away. But I don't feel like betting on Joe Mack after a four-hit game with more two-hit games. It doesn't seem prudent. I mean, what is he, Johnny Bench? That's a lot of hits. It's a lot of hits for a couple of days in a row. That's all I'm saying.
But if you start betting that after two or three of those, I mean, aren't you, like, taking more of a risk now? Like, who has
the only person
hits or
the only person
multiple hits that many times in a row?
The only person it's not a risk for is Otto Lopez. Everybody else.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
He seems like he gets two hits every game. But yes, everybody else, it's a little bit squeamish on that you have to be careful about it, for sure. There's no doubt about that. In the meanwhile, NBA Finals tonight, Knicks and Spurs. Your line tonight, according to Hard Rock, is the Knicks 2.5-point favorites tonight, Leroy. 2.5-point favorites. Your player props, Wembanyama. 27.5. Jalen Brunson, 27.5. Karl Anthony Towns, 17.5.
Are we going to see the Towns we saw last game or the first 10, 15 games of the series?
I don't know. Like, he's the swing, right? Like, he comes out.
Not the series, but the playoffs.
He comes out and he lights it up from three and gets it going.
Yeah, but the hit. I think San Antonio is going to do this. They say if we cut the head off the snake, nobody else could eat, right? So we're going to tag Brunson. And, like, for the most part, it put him in. If anything, not saying they didn't make shots. But it put him in situations where they had to rush.
18 points for a cat seems pretty low.
Low.
That's what he averages.
I feel like he could have a night where he's hitting four threes easy. Easy. Just on a night.
I like cat for 17.5. Over 17.5.
Yeah, I feel like that's doable. Wembanyama 27. I mean, look, that's a lot of points. He's very tall, but you're kind of sweating it. Like, I feel like the swing's going to be it's either Cat or Harper, whichever one has like the bigger game. Boom, that's who comes out on top. That Harper's a demon, dude. He's so good. Oh my goodness. Wait till you have Lithuanian Dylan Harper next year with Kasper Jokičionis. Telling you, dude. You guys ain't ready. You guys ain't ready for the Lithuanian lizard. You're not ready. It's a great time will be had by all.
Lithuanian lizard.
It's going to be awkward for Spo because Spo is the coach of Team USA, but he's going to have a Lithuanian point guard, all right, a Greek freak. He's going to have Maple Jordan. And then bam, that's it. Like, that's the team. Get you and Nico, if they can get along, kumbaya. You think the group text between... I guess it's not even a group text, just the text chain between Kalel and Nico on Eric Spoelstra. Do you think it's just like nonstop Spo memes between the two of them?
No.
What? You don't? Oh, really, Jennifer? You don't think that Kalel Ware and Nikola Jovic have a text chain between each other that's just simply dedicated to Spo slander?
No.
I think I might have to agree with you.
I think you're wrong.
Yeah, I think there is a group chat where there is some Spo slander by the team.
Oh, man. They got to clean it up this year. And I'll tell you one thing. Speaking of cleaning, for the best dry cleaning in South Florida, you want to use our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners. The Onizara, that's our boy right there, right? You guys can call or text him anytime at 954-610-9383. That's 954-610-9383, Leroy.
It's summertime. You want your wardrobe looking right for your getaway. You got summer weddings. Hey, maybe you could need to get fitted up to go to see Tay-Tay's wedding at MSG.
Tay-Tay.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe you were invited. They can even do same-day sewing. They have a seamstress on site. It's Ira's mother, so you know you're getting that great family care. They service all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beach, and they can pick up and drop off your order. Ira has vans everywhere.
The van fleet.
He's also a fan of the show. Tell them what they get.
You mentioned Tobin and Leroy at A&T Dry Cleaners. 25% off your order. Who's giving you a better deal than that, dude? You mentioned these two show ponies, and you're getting yourself a discount on your dry cleaning, all right? Call or text Ara anytime, 954-610-9383. That's 954-610-9383. And I promise, once you use A&T Dry Cleaners, You never want to launder your own clothes again. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Coming up on this lovely day, we'll have Nico Ali Walsh, who is the grandson of Muhammad Ali. Speak to him. He is battling Zuffa, and he is battling TKO because he does not want them to change the Muhammad Ali Act named after his grandfather. So we'll talk to him about what he's doing. He had a great speech in front of Congress. That's coming up here in about 10 minutes. We'll speak to him. And looking forward to having him on the show. I saw this yesterday. I was genuinely, I'm not stunned by a lot of things in today's world, but locally, this was one that I was like, whoa. And that was the news yesterday when longtime Sun Sentinel columnist Dave Hyde tweeted out yesterday that he had been laid off from the Sun Sentinel. I honestly thought he was hacked. I looked at it and I was like, nah, come on. Because, you know, you're very, in today's day and age, especially in the media, you're like, you never know when things are going to come to an end. But, like, Dave Hyde and the Sun Sentinel, that's synonymous. They're together. I think of the Sun Sentinel, I think of Dave Hyde, and I think of Ira Winderman.
Like peanut butter and jelly.
That's what I think of. I subscribe to that because I'm reading Dave and I'm reading Ira. And I saw him tweet that out yesterday. I was like, damn. I was pissed. I was surprised. I was like, what are we doing as a media society? This was his tweet yesterday, which is over a million views at this point. A lot of outpouring of support for Dave, which was nice to see. But he said, my 36-year run at the Sun Sentinel is over. Laid off for the first time since I lost my job at the ice rink as a skate guard at 17. Cost-cutting move, then they said. It's a cost-cutting move. Then they said, too, I'm a month from 65, so please keep any sympathy for my newspaper friends who didn't make it to the finish line like I have. I'm looking forward to doing some things I've wanted to do before the hall narrows and the light dims, so you might not be completely done with me yet. Thanks to everyone who made it such a fun run. Classy ending, but it was a classy message from him, but man.
There's certain people that locally – you just associate with local sports. Like when I was in Cleveland, it was Tony Grossi and Mary Kay Cabot, who actually started like my rookie or second year. So that's how long she's been doing it. When we were in Minnesota, Larry Fitzgerald's dad. And so there's just people that you associate with sports. And like you have your antagonist writers, right? You have your writers who always
your pot stirrers.
The way, right, exactly. But then you have your guys that just kind of tell a story, give their opinion, and it's like, hey, this is why I got here. They explain themselves really well. And Dave was one of those guys. He was never, like, you got information about what was going on and an opinion of why. And I think we are so caught up in having to stir the pot, right? And that sometimes the true art of writing a good story and informing people, you know, of what's going on. Because keep in mind, they used to use this lie when I was playing that the local beat writer is the go-between between the fans and
players and the media?
The players.
Yeah, I got
correct.
You.
But that wasn't necessarily true. And now that you have social media, right, I think there's certain writers that can get past all that based on how they've written when this wasn't around. And he was one of those guys. Like, you could read Dave Hyde regardless of whether you could get information from a player on Twitter or Instagram.
Yeah, he's just always been great about, you know, whatever team it is in town. Like, he's got a great tenor of telling what the story is when it is time, obviously, to give his opinion on that. Yeah, just think of a guy, you know, it's not like Dave's not a guy I know well. We're very cordial acquaintances, yes, when he does stuff around here, but I've had always a good dude when I have interacted with him, and I've always thought that his work, always admired his work, because I've always thought he's just done a really great job. And I just look, when you see something like that and you see the brand and you see how many years, and you're just like, damn, dude, if Dave Hyde is getting laid off, and literally anybody could get laid off from anywhere, because like
pretty much
like that's like the Sun Sentinel and him, man, like that's just that's together. I mean, that's a crazy thing to see. So look, he's gonna be fine. Like you said, he's at the end of his career, but nobody ever wants to get that news. That news sucks.
Right. Exactly. Because, like, I always wonder when things like this happen, what are they reading?
Right.
Like, what did they read? And it gets to the point where, here's where the world is going to. It doesn't matter if you're good or not. It just matters if we have an interest.
Right. Doesn't matter if you're good or not. And also, can we find something cheaper that will not make a difference, rather than just the quality? Like, the people that actually make your publication or your station or whatever, you know, the quality that people want to tune into, can we find something cheaper, easier way? And look, that's, yeah, I get it. That's the way of business these days. Media everywhere is hanging on by a thread in a lot of areas. But man, that's a titan. That's a titan that's no longer with the Sun Sentinel.
The thing I hate about businesses like that, and even in our profession, is that companies make mistakes and cost themselves money, and the way they try to recoup that money is cut the talent.
Right.
Or cut the salaries. And nobody who's making the decisions that put the company into that position ever have to suffer the consequences, because you can always pass it down.
Yep.
And it's unfortunate that that's where we are in certain industries, but it is what it is.
Crazy. Well, all the best to Dave. I'm sure you're still gonna
hear him. I love talking shop with him.
Yeah, I'm sure you're still gonna hear him a bunch. I know Joe talked this morning, but I'm sure you'll hear him a bunch on the mornings here.
Hear him as soon as tomorrow.
Maybe as soon as tomorrow. Yeah, maybe soon. Keep an ear out. But best of luck to Dave, man. He's awesome at what he does and always has been. So best of luck to him. In the meanwhile, what do we have? Is this a game live on right now, Vlad?
This is live.
This is Yankees and Guardians.
The Guardians.
The Guardians. They were Leroy. Did you have tickets at the Jake or Municipal?
I guess tickets at Municipal and at the Jake for 2 years.
Yeah.
Is it now Progressive?
I went to a lot of the games when they played the Marlins.
Oh. Leroy would definitely go to this game today at 1 p.m. afternoon 1 p.m. game. He'd definitely get himself a hot dog.
What two countries?
I got to get out to the Marlins, man. I haven't been out since Vlad, the day.
Huh?
Oh, you're talking about to the Marlins game?
Yeah, I got to get out there, man.
No, listen, Vlad, no lie. Me and Kenny Lofton traded season tickets, right? And I probably went to more day games than probably was normal. I used to love getting in and out of the stadium, getting my spot underneath the canopy at Municipal Stadium, right? And being able to just enjoy my popcorn and my adult beverage and watch a baseball game. I even had my little book. I used to.
You one of those guys?
I love scoring. Yeah. Love scoring. Oh.
It was awesome.
You ever score a game, Vlad? I love scoring a game, dude. Oh, you put the lines.
I do. I've scored a game, and then I realize,
who's this for?
Yeah. Like, what am I doing this for?
Wait, Vlad, here's the crazy part. None of the books ever made it to my car. I would throw it away on the way out.
Now, if I'm your hands, I'm upset with this.
What's the carpet tunnel for?
No, but I'm just saying.
Yes. What's this carpal tunnel I'm gonna have later on in life? Was that really necessary?
Hey, y'all see my hands?
Gnarled fingers.
That's probably for following the Indians.
Such a wee.
Guardians.
And keep in mind, when I was going to the games, they sucked.
Well, I gotta tell you, the Guardians right now are bad news.
Did he just fall on his ass?
Just fell on his ass after getting it off. Jazz Chisholm with
a triple. Hey, by the way, I was at the game that Jose Canseco got a ball bounce off his head.
Oh, that's awesome.
That was in Cleveland?
That was in Cleveland.
Wow.
That's awesome. Oh,
only
man.
You would find it awesome.
It was a funny play. It was a funny play, man.
It was, but it could only happen to Jose Canseco, right?
Definitely. That's a melon.
Yeah.
A steroided melon?
Yep. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Talk a little sweet science with the grandson of Muhammad Ali, Nico Ali Walsh. He joins the program next.